the middle of the road. And on doctrine, he considers every side, every view of it. And he lets us know sometimes when he tells us how he sees it. He's telling the truth, telling how he sees it, and lets us know not to take it too strictly, because this is not all accepted by everybody in the body. I love that consideration he gives us. It's not a biased opinion necessarily, but it's an honest opinion. And he'll tell us that this could change. And if he sees a change, a better answer, he'll accept it. And we're to follow. We're to follow that. And we have a wonderful right when we don't understand what he's saying. We can ask questions, like in Bible study. I want to promote Bible study. I get so much out of it. I know you could too. I know some of you are still listening up here, and I hope you're getting as much as we are down there. But today I want to honor Brother Smith as our pastor. We're honoring fathers, and we've honored God. We've honored the Son of God, and we need to honor our ministers. This day and time, people don't honor ministers like they used to. And there's some denominations that call their pastor father. We don't necessarily do that for the reason the Bible tells us, call no man father but God. But Jesus told us to pray to the Father, his Father. Jesus was humbled by that. He didn't take the credit. He gave his Father all the credit. And so does Brother Smith give the Father all the credit. But we need to honor. The Bible does tell us honor those that have the rule over us. And in a sense, our pastor, like a father in the home, has a certain amount of rule, not like a dictator, but a right, a leadership role. And I think Brother Smith is one of the greatest leaders we ever had. It should be that way. We're living in a later time. And as the body, as God's people begin to progress and we face the end of this dispensation, there's something great we expect in front of us. And we have an idea of getting ready for it, getting our spirit right, and seeking this unity. And as the Lord showed him that before you can have unity, you've got to have peace. And that's what he's working on. He's working on us having peace in our heart and our mind. And we have conflicts, not only within ourselves, but with others. And it's hard to overcome them. Each one of us have to admit that we have weaknesses, faults, and lack of control of our spirit. I told him a while ago, he put it in my heart to study the last fruit of the Spirit, which is temperance, which in one definition means self-control. I like that, because if we understand that to mean how we handle our spirit, do we have control of our spirit? Not very good. Most of us will have to confess that we lose our spirit and lose that's the right spirit. But the one thing we've got to learn to do is humble ourselves a little bit and repent of it. And if you keep repenting enough, I believe God will help us overcome it, don't you? But it takes some humility just to open up and repent. And sometimes that's hard to do. We haven't got enough faith, maybe, whatever you want to call it, the gumption or the humbleness to humble ourselves and repent. And say, forgive me, Lord. And to have that self-control, that spirit that helps us to keep our spirit under control, that temperance. Well, God is able, and we shall overcome. We shall make it. And I want to stay here right in this thing all the way, don't you, and be able to endure every cross, every offense, every whatever thing that bothers us and trips us, causes us to fall, make mistakes. Let's hold on. Let's not consider any of us bigger, better, more important than the other. Let's look at each other with an understanding heart for each other. Each one of us have that carnal nature, the same carnal nature to work with. Yours may be a little slanted more one way than the other. We're individuals, we're not any two exactly alike, but we all have that carnal nature to battle with. And if we could look at one another maybe like Jesus looked at the other two on the cross with such mercy, and knowing that they were evil men, they had done some evil deeds, but he looked at them with such mercy. Can we learn to look at each other and recognize that I'm just as bad in one way or another as you are if there's badness? But God, help me overlook the badness and look for some goodness that we can give credit to. Let's look for some goodness. What do you say? I thank God for a man like Brother Smith that's trying to teach us these things. Help us get the right spirit. Obtain, come to a peace where we accept one another as we are. Do you know how easy it is to accept your son or your daughter with their faults? Have you thought about that? You still love your children, don't you? No matter how many faults they have. But let somebody condemn them, you still love your children no matter what they've done. If they're in jail, you know, if they've committed some cross to you, some offense, beat up your child, your brother, your sister, whatever, you're ready to defend your child. But what's the problem with the other child? If we could only see into their heart, we'd understand. Maybe our child did something to provoke them. Only a word, a look. There's a lot to share, isn't there, in understanding. I say today, let's give honor to Brother Smith for what he's trying to accomplish for us. He won't tell you he knows it all. We know he doesn't. But he's putting forth a great effort to feed us all he can give us. He promises today that by the first of next month, he wants to start teaching us the whole book of Revelations. You know, years ago, I'd have thought that's pretty big comment to say that I can teach you the whole book of Revelations. But I know, and you know, how Brother Leniger taught and what a gift he had of opening the book of Revelations and breaking it down for us. Many of us have every chapter labeled of what it's about, and we remember that. Brother Smith has the same thing. But I believe in my heart that God has taken us on. I don't think Brother Smith is holding on just to what Brother Leniger taught altogether, but he's enhanced it. He's improved it. We're moving on, folks, and I believe that with all my heart. And I think if we'll put our faith in God first and trust that God is leading us through our ministry, and that Brother Smith is not taking credit for all of what he has, he's given credit to this whole body. A lot of the teachings that we have today didn't even begin with Brother Leniger. It began mostly with Brother Souders when God opened his mind. And what a progress this body of people has made. Look at the good. Look at what's been accomplished. You and I are still here. Where were we about 20 years ago? 25 years ago? In the little old building over there, the shack. And when we danced, there's a gap between the wall and the ceiling just went up and down. A lot of things have been said about that. What a pitiful condition. But during the time we were shouting, God was blessing us. Amen. We wasn't worried about that wall. Big old, I'll tell you, there's beams under that floor that was about 3 inches wide and about 12 inches deep. They weren't about to break. God is still with us. He's leading us on, and I'm thankful for it. And I want to show God how much we love him by giving us a leader such as Brother Smith to lead us on. And let's put our heart in it. Ask God. Let's put him in the right place in our mind in honor and respect to him. And let's give him due honor and due respect. The Bible says honor those that have the rule over you, and double honor to those that give us the word. Amen. Who teach the word and doctrine. God, help us to give proper honor to the right people. And then never underestimate what God can do for us. We men, we women, all of us are going to make failures. We're going to make mistakes, every one of us. And if we don't have a heart to forgive one another, remember what he said in his prayer, to forgive others. And if you don't forgive others, the Heavenly Father, doesn't matter what the others think, but the Heavenly Father won't forgive us if we don't forgive others. God, help us to come to a status of peace with one another and joy in the Lord. Praise God. Let us praise God together. And let's give. Let's give a good offering here today to Brother Smith. He offered to put your offering for Brother Leonfis, and he needs help. He needs help. He's here in America where we're wealthy people compared to anyone in Haiti. And if you notice the conditions, and you might think we're always asking for money when it comes time for this. We're not asking for money. We're asking to express our love for what you can do and what God puts on your heart to give in every case. So today, ushers, would you get ready while we have some music? And let's give Brother Smith a good offering for love. Let's express our love in a gift to him. God says, give cheerfully, and it'll be given back to you, don't you? Don't you know you can't give too much? God will always pay you back somehow. All right. Let's have some music. All right. Music?
Brother Fulton come sing for us.
Good.
Sure, Brother good to Fulton. Have him here today. Sure he could give us a song.
Good. We've been blessed. Sister Gail and Sister Jill blessed us today with a good song. I enjoyed it. Now let's let Brother Fulton. He's a blessed with a gift of singing. I remember him much younger when I first heard him sing. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love and generosity.
This is an old song that my mother used to sing years ago. My sister, my voice is about gone, but probably flat. Brother Smith was talking this morning about some of the earmarks of the body of Christ. Well, these words, somebody wrote this years ago, but I guess it never gets old because it's part still good today. It's part of the body of Christ. There is but one real religion that. Let's start all over. Yeah, get your mind. It's been a year since I've sung this. There is but one real religion that redeems a sinner's soul. It's as timeless as the ages and will never real grow old. And the Lord gave us the keys. Can't say that. We're going to do this. Now we're going to practice. As she said, we're going to practice on you.
There is but one real religion that redeems us sinner's soul. It's as timeless as the ages, and it never will grow old. My Lord gave the keys to Peter. I'm the way, the truth, the life, and his way hath never changed. Since he spoke the words that night, my religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real, genuine. Two and two makes four today, as it did in my Lord's time. Modern days don't make no difference. You can't alter truth or time. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real, genuine.
In this world of wide confusion, we are often led astray when we hear the word old-fashioned, as men speak of God today. My Lord does not deal in fashions. He's more timeless than the sea. and his words still hold their power as they did at Galilee. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real, genuine. Two and two makes four today, as it did in my Lord's time. Modern days don't make no difference, you can't alter truth or time. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real, genuine. Are prone to take the Bible and dilute the words of Christ. They'll admit he came here one time, but will never make it twice. Be not tempted by these prophets, he said such men would arise. There is darkness in their teaching, but there's light through Jesus Christ. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real, genuine. Two and two makes four today, as it did in my Lord's time. Modern days don't make no difference, you can't alter truth or time. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real, genuine. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real, genuine. Two and two makes four today, as it did in my Lord's time. Modern days don't make no difference, you can't alter truth or time. My religion, not old-fashioned, but it's real, genuine. There is but one real religion that redeems the sinner's soul. It's as timeless as the ages, and it never will grow old. My Lord gave the keys to Peter, the way, the truth, the life, and this way has never changed since he spoke the words that night. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real, genuine. Two and two makes four today, as it did in my Lord's time. Modern days don't make no difference, you can't alter truth or time. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real, genuine. In this world of wide confusion, we are often led astray when we hear the word old-fashioned, as men speak of God today. My Lord does not deal in fashions, he's more timeless than the sea, and his words still hold their power as they did at Galilee. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real, genuine. Two and two make four today, as it did in my Lord's time. Modern days don't make no difference, you can't alter truth or time. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real, genuine.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, if our seniors will go ahead and head downstairs, we'll follow you here in just a minute. Don't worry about the food. We'll have it prayed for before you get to it. All right. Praise God. Band practice at 4 o'clock. And pray for Brother Leon Fitz trips while he makes a circle in the body. He's headed to Oklahoma City this evening, so let's remember. All right, let's all thank God for this service. And thank Him for the food we're about to receive. Thank You, Lord God, for Your goodness, for Your mercy. Keep Your hands on these that are traveling today and tonight, Lord. Amen, amen.